if you still have that RF USB dongle too, bring that solar panel. I could get one of these pies configured for you. I think the only thing I would need then is you would need to find an antenna for it, which isn't a big deal. And then I might have a small SD card laying around somewhere. But other than that, it should be a simple. There's a cloning option software application on these Raspberry Pis, so I'm going to try that. I'm hoping I can just plug in an SD card to my Raspberry Pi and clone it. If not, I'll take the SD card out and clone it and just make some changes. But at the end of the day, now that I know how to do it, it's not that big a deal. And yeah, the Clear Zero, so I have a Clear Node, which is based on a Pi 4B. The Clear Zero is on a Pi 02W. So the same exact principles, just slightly smaller form factor. Sean's got one. He's running it with a Pi Sugar battery. The only issue he's running into right now is trying to find a case that's, you know, good. Fits nice, doesn't increase the footprint too much. I originally bought my Clear Node for being mobile. And it works great because you got the app control. So it's really, in my opinion, the best all-star node you're going to get right now as far as portability, flexibility, and just ease of use. But if you don't want to spend a whole lot, like, you really cannot beat a Shari with a Pi 02W. You can get a Pi 02W for like $20, and then the kits are like $80. And if I showed you the guide, the Shari guide on how to configure it, dude, it's so easy. Like, I think I can do them from start to finish in about 15 minutes now. So they're not that hard to do. It takes me longer to solder all the GPIO pins on the Pi than it does